as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're going back to the top of the order for the 45s as Marquez stepping to the batter's box. Bottom of the third. The Rosebuds scored one in the top of the third to extend their lead. 3 runs to nothing.
45s looking to advance themselves a little more as an offensive threat. As Joseph said, this is the second time that we're going through the lineup of the 45s, whereas the Rosebuds have gone through at least 2 or 3 times.
Marquez grounded to second earlier in that first inning, as he takes a ball on the first pitch. And this ball thrown low, way inside at the shins of Marquez. ...2-0, and this ball is fouled back. Marquez at the plate. Bain on deck. Youngblood to follow. And this ball is popped up to right field. Second baseman comes over to call off the right fielder, but couldn't keep his eye on the ball as it landed 3 feet to his right.
You know, one of the factors I think we see in this game that we hadn't in the two previous is the sun. You know, we have the sun out, and I think that second baseman may have lost it in the sun. Unable to make the catch.
So Marquez finds a way on base. We talked about the speed at the top of the order for the 45s. Marquez on first, Bain in the batter's box. If these two runners get on, they can certainly advance themselves. Big threats to steal with their speed. And then you have power hitters like Brew coming up shortly, due in this bottom of the third. And we can see if we can make some offense happen as Bain takes a strike to the outside. Lunardi will check Marquez at first. Clouds starting to roll in, cast some shadows on the field as Lunardi checks first and Marquez goes. The throw to second, not in time. And a stolen bag there for Marquez. His third so far this season.
Good to see that the 45s are finally getting some dirt on their jerseys here.
I don't think Marquez wanted to go, but he saw Lunardi check, knew he wouldn't get back in time, so he just went for it, and that foot speed came in handy. As Bain swings on this pitch for strike two. And another swing for Bain there. Catcher quick to make the tag on a dropped third strike.
Number seven, Austin.
And Austin Youngblood will step up for the 45s. Marquez, the runner on second. And this ball is thrown high as Marquez steals third. The throw to the plate not in time. So the leadoff single for Marquez and two stolen bags. He finds himself on third base in scoring position with only one out. Youngblood fouls this one back.
Youngblood able to get on base on his last at bat with a walk.
This ball thrown outside. 2-1.
Youngblood always displaying a lot of patience. He never takes any quick swings. He waits for the perfect pitch. And he finds it.
And he liked that one. As he hits this one to center field, Marquez will tag. Unnecessarily.
RBI single.
And will score with ease.
Youngblood.
So an RBI single for Austin Youngblood, and the Colt 45s are on the board here in the bottom of the third.
Number 25, Christopher.
I don't really know why Marquez took steps back and tagged on the crack of the bat, because that ball was hit fair. Center fielder Miller for the Rosebuds never really had a chance, but Marquez with his speed didn't really need to get a good step on it.
Better safe than sorry, though, I guess.
As Brew gets a called strike on the first pitch to the disapproval of the crowd. Munardi will check Youngblood at first.
Brew able to get a hit off his last at bat, but unable to get to first, was thrown out. Looking to advance Youngblood and get a base hit.
Brew made some solid contact with the ball on that at bat, but grounded out to short. Another called strike for Brew as he brushes it off, adjusts his helmet, and steps back up to the plate. Youngblood, the runner on first. Third baseman Daniel Duarte on deck. And Brew makes contact with this ball and grounds it to the pitcher, who gets the out at second, and the double play at first. So a heads-up play by Lunardi there to get the ball to his second baseman and get the double play. And that'll do it for the third. 45s take back one. They find themselves down 3-1, and we'll go to a short commercial break. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive, let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Schroeder will take the mound for the 45s in the top of the fourth to add on to his three innings pitched already. The 45s trail 3-1. Able to get one run back
Marquez
in the bottom
scoring.
Of the third. Youngblood was able to bring home Marquez to get the 45s on the board. It'll be Palmeira leading off for the Rosebuds, and he'll foul this one back. And a strike down the middle for Schrodel. And this pitch thrown high for ball one. And this ball just outside. Ball two, evening the count at two. And this one finds itself in the dirt. Three, two. And this pitch is fouled back. Palmeira doing his best to stay alive. Doing his best Youngblood impression.
And this
fastball just outside, unable to find the outside corner. And Schrodel will walk. Palmeira.
Shortstop number six, Brandon Cameron.
That'll bring shortstop Brandon Cameron to the plate for the Rosebuds. Cameron reached on a fielder's choice earlier in the second. And Schrodel will hit him here and send him to first. So with no outs, Schrodel walks one, hits another. And Barrick Fasking needs a word with his pitcher.
Had some great entertainment tonight at Tiger Field. We were talking about at the commercial break. Joseph was dancing and singing. Got some great music going on here. We've got the classics. We've got the old Rat Pack music.
I'm always a fan of some big band swing. That's what they're playing in between innings. Caught my ear a little bit.
And now we have some Dolly Parton to greet Owens, next batter.
So it'll still be Schrodel on the mound for the 45s. As Owens cracks this one to center field. Center fielder quick to get it in. And these bases are loaded.
Brew running to the pitcher's mound to cover as Schrodel runs to home plate.
That's right. This is your beer batter, center fielder number one, Mike Miller. Let's help him out, man.
Center fielder Mike Miller steps up to the plate. We've also seen Miller, I guess he's part of the coaching staff.
Listed on the roster as the head coach. Interesting player coach situation for the Rosebuds. Not exactly uncommon for club teams on the amateur circuit. As Miller takes a strike down the middle on the first pitch. Steps in the box and needs a quick time. He'll check a swing. And he did go. So two quick strikes. And he makes contact with this one, sends it to right field. Youngblood steps up. A run will score. So the Rosebuds extend their lead. 4 runs to 1. On the base hit for Miller. That'll bring us back to the top of the order for the Rosebuds. Second baseman, Andrew Rubalcaba, stepping to the plate. The left-handed batter. No outs. Runners on first, second, and third for the Rosebuds. And Rubalcaba calls time.
The diamond's looking pretty full here. As Joseph said, we got runners on first, second, and third.
Schrodel not in the best situation. We'll see what he can do to get out here. As the first pitch is a ball. A strike. The outside. Rubalcaba doesn't like the call. Thinks it was a little too outside. But a good pitch there from Schrodel. Here's the 1-1. This ball is thrown high. 2-1. Cameron Owens Miller, the base runners for the Rosebuds. Rubalcaba at the plate. Swings and hits this one back. Foul into the net. But Schrodel still gets the second strike, 2-2. Looking to put the first out on the board.
Pitcher Lunardi on deck for the Rosebuds. Is able to score a run. Last at bat.
Strikeout there for Schrodel. Rubalcaba visibly disagreeing with the call. Frustrated. He struck out earlier in the first, and then popped his short in the second, and then struck out once again here in the fourth. And that'll bring up Jared Lunardi, pitcher for the Rosebuds.
He was greeted with great pump-up music. I believe it was the soundtrack from Frozen.
And Lunardi pops this one up down the right field line. It will be foul. And this pitch, not on target, ball one.
Horsley having to shimmy over to his right in order to catch it.
Here's the 1-1 from Schrodel. And this is popped up to the right field line. Brew hustles over, attempts the play. Unable to corral that ball.
Second baseman Akins also making his way over to catch that foul ball. Was within arm's distance with Brew.
Lunardi had that hit off the center field wall earlier in this game. And this one's also popped up back towards the parking lot. No chance to make a play there. And his teammate on first base, Miller, loves it. Lunardi's ability to stay alive. And Hornsley will have a word with his pitcher. The count's still 1-2. One out. Runners on first, second, and third for the Rosebuds. They've already scored one in this inning. Schrodel trying to see to it that they don't score another. Here's the 1-2. Strike three. This off-speed pitch to the inside. Lunardi unable to time it.
Schroeder was also assisted, I think, by the crowd, who was heckling Lunardi pretty much throughout that whole entire at-bat.
So the eight-pitch at-bat comes to an end, and Lunardi heads back to his dugout. And Schroeder gets the strikeout.
Luque at bat now for the Rosebuds, just taking his first ball of his at bat. Not the person you want to see batting right now with bases loaded.
Derek Luque, the catcher. We mentioned earlier, had a two-run home run in the opening game of this series, Friday night. Schroeder was, of course, pitching in that game. So Schroeder knows all too well what Luque is capable of. Two quick balls here early to start this at-bat. Two outs, bases loaded for the Rosebuds. And ball three. Schroeder throws this one just to the outside. And this ball four is thrown high. Okay, knew he wasn't going to swing on that one. See if Schroeder could find the zone. And he doesn't. And walks in the fifth run of the game for the Rosebuds. That'll bring up Justin Wade, the third baseman for the Rosebuds. As Schroeder in this Colt 45's defense looks for the third out of this inning.
And it could not come sooner, too. They're in a bit of hot water here.
And strike one. Starting this at-bat off right. Looking on first base, having words for Schroeder, it seems. Schroeder not really paying attention. And this ball's popped up. We'll see if Brew can make a play here down the right field line. And he does and ends the inning. The Rosebuds score two and extend their lead 5-1. We'll see what the 45s can do when they swing the bat here. After this short break, you're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We had a pitcher of water race for our entertainment in between innings. None of the three kids that volunteered able to get around Homer and make it back to the line without dumping their pitcher of water all over the field.
Homer.
And we now see Homer heckling the home base umpire.
Offering him that pitch of water that he had. Umpire throwing out the water that he gave him. Homer disapproves as he runs away.
So the Rosebuds extend their lead in the top of the fourth, scoring two more runs. They lead this one 5-1 here. Daniel Duarte, the third baseman, is due up for the 45s. Duarte had a base hit earlier in this game.
Daniel Duarte!
We'll see what he can do here.
Duarte already establishing himself as a great defensive threat on third base, hoping to do so on offense as well.
Takes a ball on the first pitch. Lunardi's still on the mound for the Rosebuds, the left-handed pitcher. Ball two crosses the plate here. And this one makes Duarte has to get out of the way of this one. Ball three.
Lunardi able to put some extra speed on that last one. Unfortunately, it was pretty close to Duarte's head.
And ball four. As Daniel Duarte takes first. That'll bring up Kyle Strodel, the pitcher.
Number five, Kyle Strodel.
Strodel found himself in a bit of a situation in the last half inning on the mound for the 45s. With a leadoff base hit, he hit a pitcher. A couple more base hits got the runners moving. He would walk one run. And he takes a ball that makes him lunge back on the first pitch here.
Schroeder, one of our locals here in Redding, California.
Duarte, the runner on first, also local. Played his ball at Shasta College. Ball two here. And a wild pitch will allow Duarte to advance to second. So no outs and a runner on second for the 45s. Kyle Strodel at the plate. Strodel way ahead with a 3-0 count.
Cameron, the shortstop for the Rosebuds, goes to have a word with his pitcher.
We'll see if Lunardi can find the zone here or if we'll have ball four. And he does find the zone. Schroeder, of course, not swinging on a 3-0 count. And that makes it 3-1. Back-to-back strikes for Lunardi.
Lunardi baiting Schroeder into a false sense of security with the initial three balls.
And Schroeder grounds this one to the second baseman, who tries to make the play without his glove, but unable to get his bare hand around the ball.
50-50 raffle time. Homer or Scott running around, get your 50-50 raffle ticket. Your catcher, number 34, Nick Horsley.
That'll bring Nick Horsley to the plate. So the error by second baseman Andrew Rubalcava lets Schroedel on base. Duarte stole that second bag, advanced to third on the batted ball. So So a ball and a strike here to start this at-bat for Hornsley. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Lunardi. This ball is thrown low, but Hornsley takes a swing at it. Gets a little bit of peace. Strike two.
Things looking hopeful for the 45s for the second time tonight as we have runners on first and third. No outs.
And Schroedel takes off. He will steal second as Horsley strikes out.
Your left fielder, number 21, Eamon Velarde.
That'll bring Eamon Velarde, the left fielder. Right-handed batter to the plate. A big swing from Velarde on the first pitch of the at-bat. Strike one. And this one below the knees of the left fielder wearing 21, Velarde. 1-1. One out. Duarte, the runner on third. Schroedel, the runner on second. Potentially two 45s in scoring position here. As this wild pitch, Velarde puts up his hand, not letting Duarte make the risky play. Stealing home. Lunardi got on his horse quick to cover home base as his catcher. Luque went and corralled the ball. 2-1. And a swing and a miss from Velarde for the second strike of this at-bat, evening the count at 2.
Runners Duarte and Schroedel looking a little anxious on their bags, hoping that Velarde will advance them.
And a swing and a miss from Velarde to end his at-bat and send him back to the dugout. It's the second out of the inning for the Rosebuds. That'll bring Jordan Akins, the second baseman, to the plate with two outs and two on. 45's in desperate need of some offense here. They've only scored one run so far in this game. And a big hit there from Akins to center field. And this one drops. The 45's will score two. And Akins responds to that desperate need with the two-run base hit.
Your shortstop, number three. Marquez.
Great base running there from Schroedel to get all the way around. And score on that shallow center field single.
Again, we reach the top of the lineup for the 45s with Miguel Marquez, who takes a ball on his first.
So two outs. Akins the runner on first. Marquez batting. Here's the 1-0. Strike.
Great breaking ball by Lunardi.
Ball dropped right where it needed to go. Beautiful pitch. Here's the 1-1. And this makes Marquez duck. Incidental. ball thrown too close to the batter.
Good thing he didn't lose his head there, Jason.
Marquez grounds this one to third. And an error by the first baseman drops the ball. And Marquez will reach on error, keeping this inning alive for the 45s.
Number one,
what could have been a routine 5-3 put out to end the inning and get Lunardi out of it becomes another two-out, two-on situation.
First baseman Owens looking a little confident with that one. Unfortunately, he dropped it.
The ball hit his glove and just died. And it found itself on the ground. Akins advanced to second. That'll bring up Andy Bain, the center fielder for the 45s, who takes a ball on his first pitch. And he will foul this one back to the parking lot. The crowd really getting behind these foul balls here. Making sure everybody knows that a ball was hit foul. Here's the 1-1. A strike down the middle. Almost got Bain to swing, but he pulled it back. And this pitch is wild. Akins and Marquez will easily advance.
Marquez, usually displaying very fast speed, was able to jog to that base.
That pitch was very wild. So with two outs, Bain with a 2-2 count. Looks to make some more offense happen for the 45s. And a strike right down the middle. Ends the inning, and the Rosebuds get out of it. The 45s leave two runners on base, but they do score two runs to cut into this Rosebud lead. They currently trail 3-5, and we'll see what happens when we come back. This is Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
So the 45s get two runs back in the bottom of the fourth. And they'll have a pitching change. It will be number 22, Billy Plummer, the right-handed pitcher for the 45s. Plummer came in shortly last night in relief, but due to weather, unable to pitch more than one inning. He came in relief and got a couple strikeouts last night. Did his job. We'll see what he can do here as the 45s try to mount this comeback.
Plummer just finishing up his sophomore season at Shasta College. Brandishing those stirrups again in a field full of pants.
And this First pitch barely makes it to Horsley. Ball one. Jared Dumart, the batter for the Rosebuds, the lefty, struck out earlier in the second inning and then grounded the second in the third. And he finds himself ahead 2-0 here. And the big fastball down the middle from Plummer to get himself on track, on target. You could tell that call felt good for Plummer. Here's the 2-1. Just outside on this one.
Plummer displaying a big windup on his pitches here.
Here's the 3-1. This ball thrown high, so a leadoff walk to start the fifth inning for the Rosebuds.
Billy Plummer.
That'll bring Jordan Palmyra to the plate. The right fielder for the Rosebuds. We mentioned the Colt 45s wearing their sleeveless orange jerseys tonight. Plummer wearing black short sleeves, but a long sleeve on his right really accentuates that windup that he was talking about a minute ago. Plummer finds the zone on this one for strike one. And Palmyra cracks this one to the third baseman, who gets the out at second, unable to get the out at first. So Palmyra will reach on a fielder's choice, but they get Dumart out at second for the first out of the fifth inning. Another heads-up play by third baseman Daniel Duarte for the 45s. Quickly getting that ball to his second baseman, giving him a chance to get the double play at first. We saw the 45s get four double plays in the opening game of this series. As Plummer checks the runner at first.
Third baseman Duarte, really effective in keeping the ball in front of him. I don't think many balls have passed his way.
Really owning his position. Owning his part of the field, and this ball is thrown high for ball one. Brandon Cameron, the batter, as he fouls this one back, loses his stance with the swing, and the follow-through takes him to the dirt, and he hears it from some of the fans sitting alongside this third base line. All in good fun. Cameron smiling, able to laugh it off. And this breaking ball to the inside finds the corner of the zone for strike two. Here's the 1-2, and this ball will bounce. Horsley able to corral it and keep Palmyra at first. 2-2. And this pitch just inside by a hair. The fans letting the ump behind the plate hear it. And we have a full count. One out, Palmeiro the runner on first. Cameron in the box for the Rosebuds. And a swing and a miss. The quick throw to first. Not in time as Palmeiro gets back. But the out at the plate as Cameron heads back to the dugout.
Great way to start for Plummer. Already getting a strikeout.
That'll bring Matt Owens, the first baseman for the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. The lefty will pop this one up to shallow center field. Bain attempts the diving catch to no avail. But they get the ball inside. So a base hit from Owens advances Palmeiro to third. Great effort by Bain there. Not only to get to the spot, but attempt the diving catch.
Losing his hat in the process.
He was just half a step behind. Got a decent jump on the ball. Youngblood, the right fielder, getting on his horse to cover. Maybe he knew Bain would attempt a dangerous diving catch. Got the ball in quickly, preventing the run. That'll bring Mike Miller, the center fielder for the Rosebuds, to the plate with a runner on first and third. And he takes a ball on the first pitch.
Miller able to generate an RBI in the top of the fourth.
Mm-hmm. Miller 2 of 2 on the night. A run batted in on each of his hits. Another ball for Plummer here, 2-0. Here's the 2-0. This is popped up foul over our heads. Back to a little picnic area.
It's already being one of the slower offensive runs for the Rosebuds. As we saw earlier, they had 2 runs in the top of the second, 1 in the third, and 2 in the fourth.
Billy gets the strike on that one.
The local pitcher. Sounding like he's a crowd favorite.
Here's the 2-2. Just high.
Horsley with good communication with Plummer after every pitch.
Horsley walking this ball halfway to Plummer, letting him know he's one strike away from getting out of this two-out, two-on situation. Owens and Palmeiro are the runners on first and third for the Rosebuds. Here's the 3-2. Ball 4. So Owens will advance to second. Miller will take his bag at first.
Second baseman number 18, Andrew Rubalcava.
And that'll bring back the top of the order for Santa Rosa. Andrew Rubalcava, the second baseman for the Rosebuds, stepping to the plate. The lefty. Two outs, bases loaded here in the top of the fifth. Rosebud's yet to score a run in this half inning, but have been knocking on the door for the last 3 batters. First pitch of this at-bat is outside. One ball, no strikes for Rublikava at the plate. Plummer looking to get ahead, even it out here. This pitch thrown outside, ball two.
.45's been in a couple sticky situations tonight. Bases loaded multiple times throughout the evening.
Schroeder was able to get out of it earlier. Only walking one run in the bases loaded situation. We'll see what Plummer can do here. And with 2-0, this pitch is outside. Crowd getting antsy here with two outs, begging for a strike. And this 3-0 pitch is wild. That'll be ball four. And Plummer will walk a run. That'll be Palmyra scoring for the Rosebuds. Rublikava will take first. And it'll be the pitcher, Lenardi, batting for the Rosebuds after the coach for the 45s has a word with his pitcher. We'll see what Fasking can say here to get Plummer Black back on track.
Lunardi's jersey looking a little dirty as he was able to score a run earlier.
Something to note here, when Plummer came in for Schroedel, Schroedel moved to second base, taking out Akins. We know Akins is part of the pitching staff for the 45s. He came in relief. Game one, Friday night. It's interesting with Schroedel coming out early. We'll see if they're trying to save Akins' arm at second for him to come in relief if Plummer doesn't work out so well on the mound. As Plummer finds the zone here, gets a strike, a called strike to start this at bat. 0-1. And this ball is hit hard to center field. And Andy Bain is there to make the catch. Had a great step on the ball. Left nothing up to chance with that one. And we get out. The Rosebuds leave three runners on. In the top of the fifth, score one. We'll go to a short commercial break. You listen to Court 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
So the Rosebuds score one to extend their lead 6-3. The 45 scored two in the bottom of the fourth to cut into that Santa Rosa lead as they try to make this comeback happen.
Rosebud's presenting themselves as a great offensive threat this game, able to force the 45s into some pretty uncomfortable situations.
The 45 struck first in each of the two games earlier in the series, but the Rosebuds found themselves up 3-0 after 2.5.
Your right fielder.
And they've carried that momentum to take a 6-3 lead.
Youngblood.
Austin Youngblood will be the leadoff hitter in the bottom of the fifth for the 45s. He'll take a strike down the middle on the first pitch.
Youngblood able to get on base his past couple at-bats. And he'll do so again.
Scratch that. This ball hits the dirt, but he is safe. It seemed like Cameron, the shortstop for the Rosebuds, would make Maddie eat her words a little bit. But he puts a little too much on the ball, and it hits the dirt, giving Youngblood just enough time to beat out the throw to first.
Remind me to thank Youngblood later so he can keep me a woman of my word.
That'll ring up Christopher Brew, the first baseman for the 45s. The power hitter wearing number 25. Takes a ball on the first pitch. He grounds this ball to the second baseman. And doesn't have enough time to get there. This ball kind of died on the grass, and for a second, it looked like Brew would have enough time to chase it out.
Brew being encouraged by the crowd to dig, get to first.
Rubalakava doing a great job stepping up to that ball, getting it to his first baseman, Owens. So one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Daniel Duarte, the third baseman, stepping to the plate, takes the ball on the first pitch.
Duarte, another Shasta College veteran.
Austin Youngblood, the runner on second. And Lunardi, in an attempt to check, Youngblood at second, overthrows his second baseman. And the ball bounces through the legs of the center fielder, allowing Youngblood to score. So Youngblood reached on error, advanced on a Christopher Brew ground out, and then scores on error. The wild throw from Lunardi. Trying to get Lunardi back to second. Lunardi ends up scoring a run. A swing and a miss there for Duarte at the plate. This ball low and outside.
Lunardi obviously frustrated from the last play that allowed the 45s to score the run. Putting much more speed on his pitches. However, he needs the accuracy as of right now.
With that speed comes a decrease in accuracy as this ball is outside for ball two. 2-1. And Duarte pops this ball high in the sky. It'll find its way out to right field. It'll be Palmeira there to make the catch for the Rosebuds. That'll bring up Schrodel. now playing second base. Trill takes the ball on the first pitch. Strike down the middle for Lunardi. Lunardi walked Schrodel earlier in the second inning. And then Schrodel reached on error in the fourth. A big swing there. Just missed.
Crowd providing some encouragement for Schrodel.
1-2. And a called third strike there. Not a popular call with the crowd. But Schrodel will head back to the dugout. And the 45s will head back to the field as we await the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back out to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Joseph Van Dyke, Madison Cox, Jared King, our producer, back in the studio. The 45s find themselves down 4-6 to the Santa Rosa Rosebuds as we await the top of the sixth. And we have a pitching change for the Fives. It'll be Daniel Duarte, the third baseman, moving to the mound. And it looks like Plummer moved to third base to replace him. Scratch that. Number 10, Peyton Edwards will take third base.
Catcher number 28, Derek
Luque. It will be Derek Luque, the catcher, leading off the top of the sixth for the Rosebuds. The left-handed batter has to evade this pitch. Ball one. We'll see how many pitches it takes for Duarte to adjust from throwing that big distance from third to first, getting all those 5-3 putouts we've seen tonight.
We've really seen the versatility of this Colt 45 roster. As we were saying, Duarte was third baseman, and now he's pitcher.
As this ball has popped up to left field.
Velarde able to make the catch.
Last call for 50-50. Last call for 50-50.
That'll bring Justin Wade, the third baseman for the Rosebuds, to the plate. Right-handed batter fouls this one back into the net. 0-1. This pitch doesn't quite make it to the plate. And he cracks this one. A great catch from the pitcher, Duarte. Catching that ball off the bounce. And gets the easy out at first.
We talked about earlier, Duarte great at keeping the ball in front of him on third base, and he's able to do so on the mound as well.
Duarte showing great defensive prowess here. You see him give a little smirk to his coach, sitting in front of the home dugout. A very impressive play there. That'll bring Jared Dumart, the left fielder. Takes a ball on the first pitch. Swings and fouls this one back. A quick two outs for the 45s here. In the top of the sixth as they look to pick up the bats here. Needing to score some runs. Keep this comeback alive. And this strike finds the outside corner at the top of the zone. 1-2.
Duarte using the momentum from his last defensive play to allow him a strike.
And an early swing. The off-speed pitch got him there. And Duarte comes into relief and ends the top of the sixth quickly. We'll go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Catcher Horsley on deck as we await the bottom of the sixth here. 45's getting their crack in the bat.
45's picking up the pace a little bit. The last defensive run, we're able to keep the Rosebuds from getting any on-base hits.
The 45's still find themselves down. Two runs. Rosebuds have scored six so far in this game. 45s have only scored four. As Nick Horsley steps to the box. It was three up, three down for Duarte as he came in relief for the 45s. As Horsley takes the ball on the first pitch. And this pitch is thrown low for ball two. Lunardi still on the mound for Santa Rosa in his sixth inning of work. And a big swing there from Horsley for strike one. Here's the 2-1. Fastball low. Beneath the knees of Horsley. Here's the 3-1. Fastball down the middle. Called strike. And this pitch, very high. Renardi lost the handle on that one as Horsley takes his base. That'll bring up left fielder Ethan Velarde. Wearing number 21. No outs. Horsley the runner on first for the 45s. Velarde 0 of 2 tonight. Looking to turn that around. And he makes solid contact with this ball, sending it to the shortstop, who gets the out at second to throw it first, not in time. First baseman Owens having trouble corralling the ball for the Rosebuds, allowing Velarde to get to second. So it could have been a double play. Bounces in favor of the 45s. And Velarde finds himself on second base.
Number 10, Pete Edwards.
Peyton Edwards. Stepping to the box for the 45s. Takes a ball way inside on the first pitch. And this ball is popped up. Hammers a car in the parking lot. One-one. And this ball, wide and high. Two balls, one strike here. Lunardi, the left-handed pitcher, nearing 100 pitches. As Edwards fouls this one back, evening the count at two. Top of the lineup on deck for the 45s. Marquez and Bain due up in this inning as Edwards takes the pitch to the back. Crowd seeming to think this is intentional. As Luque steps to the mound to have a word with his pitcher. As I mentioned, nearing 100 pitches.
Marquez!
Number 98 on the night.
Good sportsmanship by Lunardi, checking to make sure that Edwards is okay on first.
And the Rosebuds will meet at the mound. Not the first batter we've seen hit by a pitch tonight. On both sides of the ball.
They're building character, Joseph.
Not too much animosity between these two teams, so not really ground to think that that was intentional. Lunardi, the starting pitcher for the Rosebuds. 98 pitches thrown on the night. And the 45s find themselves with two runners on, only one out. Miguel Marquez, top of the lineup, shortstop at the plate. Velarde and Edwards, the base runners for the 45s. Velarde checks the runners on base. And Marquez makes contact with the ball straight to the shortstop. They get the out at second, and the throw to first is not in time. So Velarde advances to third. They get the fielder's choice. Edwards is out at second, and Marquez will reach on that fielder's choice.
Number one, Andy.
We've seen the Rosebuds go for that double play attempt multiple times. Routine double play, one of the most common in baseball.
Some of the infielders for the Rosebuds were looking like they disagreed with the call for safe at first.
We've mentioned it time and time again, that speed at the top of the lineup. We've seen that double play get broken up by wild throws to first, a couple dropped catches, but it seems like Marquez's speed just broke up that attempt there. Andy Bain, the batter for the 45s, takes the ball on the first pitch. Marquez on first, Velarde on third. With two outs, the 45s looking to string some offense together.
Velarde on third. I forgot he was over there. He's been so quiet.
With all that action, the double play attempt at second, you forgot that there was a runner leaving that bag, making his way to third. As Renardi gets the called strike on the second pitch of the at-bat for his 100th pitch of the night. Velarde fakes a steal home. Renardi, the left-handed, has his back towards third. As Luque fouls this one back, makes solid contact with another car in the parking lot. That, of course, always gets the crowd back into the game. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Here's the 1-2. Ball two.
You know, for those that don't normally come to a baseball game, you think you're getting prime parking up front, but really, everybody knows that you're not supposed to park there.
Yeah, you would think there's a reason those spots are open. And the 2-2. Bain makes contact with the ball, sends it foul, stays alive. Marquez took off to second, but called back on the foul. And we have a twos party here in the bottom of the sixth. And we will have a pickle as Marquez takes off, allowing the run to score Velarde. And Marquez, the Rosebuds, trying to get him out. It seems like Palmira, the right fielder, came in and twisted his ankle, trying to get the tag on Marquez, who safely gets back to first base. And we'll have a call for the trainer here. Never a good situation when you're caught in your leadoff, and that's exactly what Marquez did there. Heads up play by Lenardi, the pitcher for the Rosebuds, to get it to the first baseman. The attention over the first, though, allowed Velarde to take home scot-free.
We've seen a lot of errors in this Rosebud defense, which have come at crucial times for the 45s, allowing them to score runs.
That will be a conventional stolen bag for Velarde, as there was no put out for Marquez at first. Nothing for any scorer to rule an error. Just an unfortunate situation for the Rosebuds, allowing the 45s to come within one. That makes Marquez the tying run at first.
Palmira being helped off by coaching staff and teammates.
Palmira, a name we've heard a lot so far this series, and you never want to see a player go down with injury. Unsure what really happened there. I won't play doctor, but it could be a number of things. Non-contact injury. He just seemed to go down while attempting to make the tag on Marquez. We love a good pickle between first and second, though. Always interesting. Crowd really got into it. We just hate to see that result. Bain will continue his at-bat at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Marquez, the tying run for the 45s on first.
Youngblood on deck for the 45s.
And Michael Miller, the center fielder, player coach for the Rosebuds, having a word with the umpires and Barrick Fasking, head coach of the 45s, near the mound. Fasking trying to get the new lineup for the Rosebuds. Not carrying a deep roster, so losing their right fielder, they'll certainly have to shake things up here. We'll try to set the lineup for you as we get it.
So far, a good series here from the Rosebuds and the 45s. As we saw in game one, 45s took the win. Second game, canceled, rained out. But they did leave it tied at the fifth, 4-4. And now the Rosebuds take a lead, 6-5, the bottom of the sixth. Hoping to even the score and eventually come out on top. We're already making good use of this time, getting a couple of pitches in.
So it looks like Dumart will move to third base, previously in left field. And it might be Wade going to replace the injured player. Lenardi will stay on the mound. And this one hits the dirt. Ball three for Bain, continuing his at-bat. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. So a full count here. Miguel Marquez, the runner on first for the 45s. Youngblood on deck. As we mentioned, if Bain can make something happen here. And this off-speed pitch, low to the outside, called strike late. Bain has words with the umpire and gets an official warning, ending the inning. The 45s do score one, putting them within one. They find themselves down 6-5, and we'll go to the seventh inning here. After this short break, listen to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Memorial Day is May 27th, a day set aside to honor those who've gone before us and given their lives for their country. I'm Rob Burrows reminding you about the special programs this Memorial Day. Starting at 10 a.m. at the Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street in Reading, Memorial Program with refreshments. Also starting at 11 a.m. is the Memorial Day service at Anderson at the Anderson Cemetery, hosted by the Anderson VFW Post 9650. Followed by an evening program at the Igo Veterans Cemetery, beginning at 5:55 p.m. with a flyover. It's recommended you get to these events early because parking fills up fast. For more information, you can call the Igo Veterans Cemetery at 530-396-2447. 530-396-2447.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
5-6, your score here out of Tiger Field in Redding, California. The 45s find themselves trailing by one as we await the seventh inning. It'll be Palmeira leading off for the Rosebuds.
Duarte will return on the mound for the 45s. Great pitching effort from him in the last inning.
Ball here on the first pitch. The crowd still showing their disbelief that last pitch of the previous inning was an actual strike. 1-0, Palmeira pops this ball up high to shallow left field. Shortstop Marquez is there to make the catch and get the first out. That'll bring Brandon Cameron, the shortstop, right-handed hitter, to the plate for the Rosebuds. And this breaking ball, unable to find the zone. Ball one. A swing and a miss there from Cameron. Breaking ball got him.
Crowd looking to sway the calls for the behind-the-plate umpire.
And this pitch outside, 2-1. One out here, we're in the top of the seventh. Rosebuds, of course, 6 runs. They haven't scored since the top of the fifth. Another ball there from Duarte. Here's the 3-1. Swing and fouled back. Cameron got just enough of that to stay alive, because that ball surely would have been called a strike.
If not, the crowd would have insisted.
As they're insisting with every pitch. This ball is high. Ball 4. The first walk for Duarte. And his second relief. Matt Owens will step to the plate for the Rosebuds. Brandon Cameron becomes a base runner on first. One out. Owens 3-of-3 so far on the night. He swung the bat well. Placed his ball strategically. Found a couple holes. Able to get on base. Has an RBI on the night as well. Takes a ball on the first pitch. And ball 2, as this one sails above the strike zone.
Rosebud's able to show some offensive success early on in the game, having difficulty here in the second half.
And this one is popped foul over our heads. We're seated up behind home plate to the left. It's been a beautiful night, weather not an issue, as it was last night. Last night's game got called off after the fifth. The score was tied 4-4. And another ball for Duarte. He's unable to get a handle on it. 3-1. And ball four. Back-to-back walks for Duarte.
Duarte needing a little extra time to warm up here.
We saw him have success initially when he came in as relief, letting his infield work for him. Had a couple batters put the ball in play, but unable to get solid hits and place the ball well enough to get on base. We'll look to see if Duarte trusts his field enough here or is able to gain some composure and throw some strikeouts. Ball one thrown here. Owens and Cameron, the runners on first and second for the Rosebuds. One out here in the top of the seventh. Duarte, the right-handed pitcher, gets him to swing and gets this ball past Brew at first base. The well-placed hit there. One run will score as they try to make the play at third. Just not in time. So Cameron will score for the Rosebuds. Colt 45s were within one, but the Rosebuds go up 2-7-5. A beautiful base hit there. Almost looked like it was going to kiss the foul line, but able to stay fair and barely get past Brew at first base.
Another ball delivered by Duarte.
So Owens on third for the Rosebuds. Miller on second. We have a pinch hitter for the Rosebuds. Number 13, Snodgrass, in the one spot for Andrew Rubalcava. Takes another ball here to make the count 2-2. One out here in the top of the seventh. 45s find themselves down 7-5. Two balls, two strike for Snodgrass at the plate. Duarte delivers the 2-2, and this is cracked through the 3-4 hole. Youngblood in right field able to corral it and get it in the infield, but unable to stop a run from scoring.
Number 9, Jared Lenardi.
So another hit through the hole at second base. Allows Owens to score. Mike Miller to advance to third. And Snodgrass will be the base runner on first for the Rosebuds. Andrew Lenardi, the pitcher, stepping to the plate. Swings and misses on this one. Ball looked like it was thrown high. Ricochets off the backstop. The ump needs a look at the ball.
Rosebud's able to keep this game interesting. Whenever the 45s get close to taking the lead, Rosebud score.
As Lenardi pops this one up, another base hit. They get the out at second, but another run will score. So the Rosebud's piling on back-to-back-to-back base hits.
Number 28, Derek. Okay.
Scoring three runs here in the top of the seventh and expanding their lead.
Shortstop Marquez makes the out at second, but was slid into. He gets up okay.
So Lunardi will reach on the fielder's choice, and that will bring Justin Luque, the catcher, to the plate for Santa Rosa. Back-to-back balls for Duarte on the mound for the 45s. With two outs and a runner on first. And this ball is hit foul over our heads.
Luque almost getting a home run. His last at bat was unable to do so. However, Bain was unable to make the catch, allowing him to advance to second.
Lunardi will attempt a steal. We'll wait the call. He is safe. Successful slide. Cindy was able to slide and miss the Marquez tag because the ball was there in time. Three-one, the count. Two outs. Lunardi advances to second, and Luque takes a ball high, and he'll take first.
Horsley will pause for a moment to talk to his pitcher Duarte, who at the moment is having difficulty finding the strike zone.
Derek Fasking will also head to the mound, have a word with his pitcher slash third baseman. Heading into the seventh, we were looking for a quick inning, see if the 45s could string together some offense, only being down one. But the Tides turn and the Rosebuds score three, extending their lead to four. 9-5, your score here. The Rosebuds have scored their 9 runs on 8 hits. The 45s have scored their 5 runs on 4 hits. And that'll bring Justin Wade, the left fielder, to the plate. The right-handed hitter cracks this one to the third baseman and gets the force out at third. The easy play to end the inning. The Ringtails, the Rosebuds, score three in the top of the seventh, and we'll head to the seventh inning stretch. We'll see you on the other side as you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM 96.5 FM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back out to historic Tiger Field after a beautiful live rendition of God Bless America and the classic Take Me Out to the Ball Game as we're in between the seventh innings here.
Number seven.
The Rosebuds scored three in the top half of the seventh, extending their lead. The 45s worked to get back within one, but an offensive explosion in the top half of the seventh put the Rosebuds up 9-5. It's Austin Youngblood in the box for the 45s, the right-handed hitter.
Youngblood taking a strike with one ball and one strike now.
And it looks like Snodgrass, the pinch hitter for the Rosebuds in the previous half inning, will step to the mound and pitch relief. If I'm not mistaken, that'll send Lenardi to second base.
Lunardi lasting six innings pitching for the Rosebuds.
Well over 100 pitches thrown. Able to keep this lead alive for his team. Only allowing four hits in six innings of work.
Youngblood, the batter for the 45s, able to get on base his last at-bat, steal the second and third as well, and then scoring a run at the bottom of the fifth.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. And Snodgrass comes in relief and sits down Youngblood. That'll bring up Christopher Brew, first baseman. The power hitter. Snodgrass, the right-handed pitcher. Fastball down the middle, called strike on the first pitch.
Brew ending his collegiate season at Simpson University this year. He's from Hayward, California.
Big swing there from Brew. Unable to make contact. Strike two.
Fresh
as you may remember, hit a solo home run in the opening game of this series. Some of the fans certainly remember that, as they're calling for Brew to repeat that effort here as he takes the ball. Here's the 1-2 from Snodgrass. A big swing and a miss. So two up and two down for Snodgrass in the top bottom half of the third. And that'll bring Daniel Duarte, now pitcher, to the plate.
Number 13, Daniel Duarte.
It's a pitcher showdown right now. As you said, Duarte is pitching right now for the 45s.
Swing and a miss there. Duarte, looked like that pitch was low to the outside. But Duarte obviously saw something favorable he liked. Unable to make contact. Two outs. Here's the 0-1. This one right down the middle for strike two.
Duarte probably a little more cautious after swinging on that first pitch.
Got him with a fastball to the outside corner. Duarte's not too happy with himself, but three up, three down for Snodgrass into pitch relief for the Rosebuds as they hold on to their lead. We'll head to the eighth after this short break. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822, or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Zach Billingsley into pitch for the 45s. Here in the top of the eighth, the 45s find themselves behind 9-5. They were able to get within one in the bottom of the sixth. But the Rosebuds poured three runs in the top of the seventh to extend their lead and take control of this game. It will be Schrodel. Scratch that. Dumart stepping to the plate for the Rosebuds, the third baseman. So we'll see what Zach Billingsley can do. Pitching relief. We need some outs if the 45s hope to continue their comeback hopes.
We've spoken earlier in this series that the 45s are deep in their pitching roster. So far seeing three or four pitchers tonight.
First pitch, Ball for Billingsley.
Billingsley, a Chico, California native, played his freshman season at Shasta College this school year.
Not too far out of the way for Billingsley as he finds the bottom corner of the zone away from the batter for strike one. And Dumar cracks this one to the second baseman. Schrodel unable to make a play there. And he will reach second. So a base hit for Dumar. And that'll bring up Jordan Palmyra.
Long pitching pause from Billingsley.
Billingsley, the left-handed pitcher, finds the zone with that one. Seems like he likes that bottom corner outside. Able to get a strike from that same pitch the previous at-bat. 0-1. This one too far outside. Here's the 1-1. This ball high as well.
Crowd urging Billingsley to bring the pitches down.
Here's the 2-1. Hit towards left. Velarde there to make the play. Dumar rushing back to second as he did not tag. And that puts an out on the board for the 45s.
Number six, Brandon Cameron.
Dumar will stay at second. And Brandon Cameron, the shortstop, will step to the plate for the Rosebuds. Nick Horsley will call time and step to the mound to have a word with his pitcher. One out, 9-5 your score. The Rosebuds poured three runs in the seventh to take control. And the 45s are yet to score a run since. The lights are on. Out here is historic Tiger Field in Redding, California. Not a lot of wind. The flag's laying down on the pole out past center field. This pitch just too high. For ball one.
And happy to report that there is no rain tonight. 61 degrees and cloudy. A little chilly for my liking, but hey, I'll take it.
We'll take the dry. As this ball is fouled in the dirt. Finds its way to the backstop. 1-1.
Cameron successful at his previous at-bats and able to score a couple runs here tonight.
Cameron responsible for three of the Rosebuds' nine runs. He reached on a fielder's choice earlier in the second, hit by a pitch, and then was walked. And then good base running and offense from the Rosebuds allowed him to score all three of those times. As Billingsley throws a ball in the dirt here for ball two. Here's the 2-1. Popped up down the right field line, and this will bounce foul. Brew tried to get there, but that ball just curved foul.
Brew having a lot of action on that right foul line tonight. having to run to try to get to a couple of them.
We've seen him make some good efforts to get to that ball. That time he wasn't able to. That'll be 2-2 for Cameron. Billingsley checks Dumar, the runner on second, and this ball falls short of the plate for the third ball. Here comes the 3-2. Crack towards the first, towards the pitcher's mound. Schrodel able to stop the ball, but not able to corral it in time to make a play out first. So the base hit for Cameron will advance Dumar to third.
Looks like Billingsley tried to make an effort to catch the ball with his bare left hand. Pulled back.
Would have been a nice play, but it probably would have hurt a little bit.
Yeah, definitely with this cold weather. It would have stung just probably a little bit.
So one out. Runners on first and third for the Rosebuds. As Owen steps to the plate, the first baseman. 3 of 3 on the night. Already has an RBI. Scored one run. As Billingsley throws a ball. This ball is popped up deep to right field, but high enough Youngblood can get under it. The runners will tag. The throw to home is in time. Dumar will stay at third, but Cameron will advance to second. So Cameron hesitant to go to second as Youngblood caught the pop-up, but eventually making his way. Noticing the ball was thrown home to stop Dumar from scoring another run.
Impressive throw by Youngblood. The right fielder was able to make the out and then threw the ball all the way to Horsley. Not quite making it, but pretty close.
Close enough to stop the run. Dumar wasn't going to risk it. End the inning, as that would have been the third out. That'll bring up Michael Miller, the center fielder. Runners on third and second for the Rosebuds. Two outs. And Billingsley throws another pitch short. Ball one.
Miller able to be a productive batter here tonight for the Rosebuds. He's had an RBI in the top of the fourth.
This pitch just barely misses the outside corner. Ball two.
Horsley signaling to Billingsley.
And this ball is popped up to shallow right center. Second baseman Schrodel makes the catch and ends the inning. So they get out of it, allowing no runs. And we'll go to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Snodgrass will retake the mound for the Rosebuds. Here in the bottom of the eighth, the 45s trail 9-5. They need a burst of offense here in the eighth or late in the ninth to turn things around. The 45s have left 6 runners on base in this game. The Rosebuds have left 12. It'll be Schrodel now playing second base, leading off the bottom of the eighth for the 45s. Kyle Schrodel reached base on an error earlier in the fourth. He was able to score a run. He stole a base earlier in this game, so if he gets on, he is a steal threat. As he takes a ball on the first pitch. And swings big and misses, evening the count at 1. Schrodel, Horsley, Velarde up for the 45s. Offensively proficient part of the lineup. As Schrodel swings again, strike 2.
Snodgrass, the relief pitcher for Lunardi, exhibiting an impressive effort at pitching tonight. Struck out a few players and has an impressive fastball.
And a dropped third strike will send the play to first. But look, able to get the ball to Owens. And that'll bring Nick Horsley, the catcher, to the plate.
Horsley.
1 out here in the bottom of the eighth. Horsley swings and gets a piece of it, but still sends it foul. Here comes the 0-1 from Snodgrass. The ump ruling Horsley did go, unable to check his swing. Crowd not really liking the call, but that'll be strike 2.
You think as this game progresses, the crowd would get tired, but actually, they're quite loud as of right now.
Opening weekend here at Tiger Field. And a third strike for Horsley as he swings on that one. Fastball to the low outside corner. Got him. That'll send Eamon Velarde, the left fielder, to the plate. Looking to put something together here in the bottom of the eighth for the 45s. Larder, the left-handed hitter, facing right-handed Snodgrass, puts this ball in play through the 5-6 hole. The shortstop is able to corral it, but doesn't make a play at first. We have a base hit with 2 outs.
Number 10.
That brings Peyton Edwards, the third baseman, to the batter's box for the Colt 45s. With 2 outs, we'll see what Edwards can do here. Called strike on the first pitch. Miguel Marquez is on deck. if Edwards can make something happen here. The 45s trail by four in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-1 swing and a miss.
That fastball by Snodgrass really proving effective here.
45s is unable to get a piece of it so far. Here's the 0-2. This ball is hit foul. Back to the parking lot. Missing cars this time. No balls, two strikes. This ball is thrown high. Edwards has to duck this wild pitch, allows Velarde to take second.
Velarde able to creep his way all the way home last inning, and again doing so as he steals to second. I mentioned last time I forgot Velarde was on base when he was on third.
So one ball, two strikes for Peyton Edwards. Two outs. Edwards looking to keep this inning alive as the 45s are running out of time. A swing and a miss. And we'll head to the ninth after the short break. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball and KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of Firebird, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Let It Move You, on Saturday, June 8th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Watch good prevail against evil in this powerful Russian classic. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music, talented dancers, and a wonderful storyline enhanced by professional costumes and sets. The matinee is at 1, and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Zach Billingsley taking his warm-up pitches on the mound for the Colt 45s as we await the start of the ninth inning. The 45s trail the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 9-5. An offensive burst in the top of the seventh gave the Rosebuds the commanding lead. And we'll see what they can do here in the top of the ninth. What the 45s can do to get back to the batter's box and put together some offense. The first pitch, a called strike for Billingsley. It is the Rosebud pitcher, number 13, Snodgrass, the right-handed batter in the box for Santa Rosa. 0-1. A swing and a miss for strike two.
Big swing from Snodgrass.
Here's the 0-2 from Billingsley. And this one bounces and hit Snodgrass. And he will take his base. That will bring up Lunardi, the second baseman for the Rosebuds. Jared Lunardi wearing number 9, the right-handed hitter. Takes a called strike. Fastball to the outside.
Lunardi really putting in work here tonight at this game as he pitched 6 innings.
Billingsley looking to prove his pitching prowess against the Rosebud pitcher. Still looking for his first strikeout of the game. Throws a ball on this one. 1-1. And a swing and a miss from Lunardi on that one.
A cheer of approval from the crowd.
The crowd rallying behind left-handed Billingsley. Keeping their comeback hopes alive. Here's the 1-2. This one popped up to shallow right. And Youngblood sprints up to make the catch. For the first out of this ninth inning.
Youngblood must have been taking some pointers from Marquez and Bain here earlier. We'll add him to the list of other speedy players on the 45's roster.
Youngblood batting third. Kind of a part of that quick top of the order for the 45s we've mentioned multiple times tonight. That'll bring Luke A, the catcher. Left-handed batter. And he will take a ball on the first pitch. One out. Snodgrass is the runner on first for the Rosebuds. And this ball is yanked foul down the first base line. The first base coach for the Rosebuds had to jump to miss that ball. Quick feet there. One-one. And this pitch is wide. Ball two. Two-one as Snodgrass takes off. This ball is hit straight up. And Horsley is there to get the out. The quick throw to first is not in time as Snodgrass sprinted back after stealing before the pitch. Ball in play. He needed a tag if the ball were to bounce fair. But that ball was hit straight up. So Snodgrass will stay at first. And Justin Wade, the left fielder, will step to the plate with two outs. 45 is looking to end this inning and give back to the offense and see what they can do in the bottom of the ninth. Billingsley throws a ball wide outside. And this one is cracked foul down the left field line. Almost fair. By a matter of inches.
Wade already with an RBI early in the game. With Snodgrass on base, hopes to advance him a couple bases.
One one as Wade takes his stance. And this off speed pitch, a little too outside for the ump's liking.
Horsley even appealing the call.
If you guys have been listening long, you know this crowd thought it was a strike. Here's the 2-1. Cracked up to right field, and Youngblood makes the catch. Got a great step on that ball. Not a lot of air under it, but he got on his horse to get there and end the inning. And that'll send the 45s to the batter's box and see what they can put together here in the bottom of the ninth. When we come back, you're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Miguel Marquez, Andy Bain, and Youngblood are the three up for the 45s. Here in the bottom of the ninth, the 45s trail by four. The Rosebuds have scored nine runs to the 45s five. And they need some offense here. They need four runs to send it to extras. Fifth run to end it in walk-off fashion.
The tables have turned here in this series. We saw in the first game, Colt 45s were able to maintain a lead throughout the entire game. However, the Rosebuds did get to come back late in the ninth. Let's see if the 45s can do the same.
All right, man. Let me hear ya. Number three, Miguel Marquez.
The PA announcer here at Tiger Field trying to rally this crowd behind the top of this 45 lineup as Miguel Marquez, the shortstop, steps to the plate.